Justin Wayne.
You're looking nasty and you play off me. This isn't golf, but still you just my team. You hang around, girl, it's a crying shame. I'm sick and tired of playing these little games. You wanna see me run into your arms? I'm sorry, but your friends are all the chumps. I hope today that you will clearly see that you and I, you know, will never be. Never let it take hold of my brain. Crazy girl is driving me insane. Gotta find a love before I die. I'll stick around to meet some of my friends. Baby girl, this was an easy end. And you cannot get me off your mind.
As promised, I am here with the Master of Ceremonies of Discovery 2 down at the down under Archangel at the AAA in Kensington. That's going to be tomorrow night. And we've got all this sort of information, and we're going to be playing bands from you right now. And on the line is Alex Kerr-Wilson, who is the MC. How are you, Alex?
Hello, I'm good, thanks.
Thanks for thanks for coming and joining us, and really excited about what you're doing down there, the whole... you're doing a lot of stuff to promote not just independent musicians, but other you know, people trying to come up through the music industry and stuff. It's really exciting, the stuff you're doing down there.
Yeah, that's right, because there's a lot of good energy coming out from the younger people, and I really like that. And a lot of very talented people too. So I want to help try and get them noticed.
And how long have you been doing these nights down at the AAA?
Well, I've only started the AAA ones in December last year.
Okay.
And because we used to do our nights in a lovely venue called the Soho Review Bar, which shut down. And we've always done our events in nice venues with good sound systems. And I just couldn't find the right venue. Anyway, finally, the AAA ticks all the boxes.
Hmm. Well, it seems like, from speaking with you before the interview, that you're really sort of, I mean, you're obviously punter-oriented, as you have to be as a promoter, but you're very performer-oriented as far as the things that you're providing for the performers, not just a half a drum kit and a microphone, but you're looking at a really nice sound system, and you're looking at what it sounded like you were talking about, food for independent musicians as well?
Yes. Well, I used to manage artists, so I've been round the gig circuit a bit, and I've just seen how badly a lot of artists are treated. And I think if you treat people well, they're going to perform really much better. And this venue's great because they give the band some food and a drink, and I usually make some cakes as well for them. And very good sound system, FX rentals support my events, so we get some good equipment if the bands don't have... if they have some equipment missing, and we have a DJ, and either I introduce it or somebody else does. So we just try and make it a bit of an event.
That sounds very cool.
So that it's a good platform for these artists to present themselves.
Well, and you also mentioned that you bring down some of your industry friends and colleagues as well.
Definitely, because I do look at this as an industry showcase, so anybody can come, but I mail out to my mailing lists and people that I know and people that I've met from various conferences that I go to, and I'm in a few music industry organizations as well, like the Music Managers Forum. So through my networks, I tell people about what I'm doing. And you know, I can't force industry to come down, but we do get quite a few down. And, you know, if somebody's talking about an act, they'll come. Or if they see something that looks interesting, you know how it works. If people are talking about something, then they don't want to miss out, do they?
No.
So they come. You know, a few weeks ago we had Zebedee Reyes on, and that night we had Mick Glossop was down, who's been producing Van Morrison for 25 years, and there was a guy from Festival Republic. And then other nights we've had quite a few agents down, and Crown Music have put a band on called Kites, and Crown Music look after Jesse J. And so it's just, because I've only been doing it there since December, it's still letting people know about it, but it's growing.
Sure.
And I'm getting good feedback about it, so...
Well, you've been doing gigs around London for quite a while as well, and managing bands, I think, haven't you?
Yes, yeah. I mean, I've been... since 2003, we did Discovery. It was a lady called Ruth Rothwell's idea. She worked for Universal Music Publishing. And at that time, I was doing consultancy for reggae at Universal. And so she told me about this idea that she had, and so we started it together. And we were at the Bush Halls to start with, then we went to Madame Jojo's and Soho Review Bar, and then the Tabernacle in Notting Hill.
Oh, yeah.
And we organized an acoustic stage at a festival in Chingford as well. Okay. So... yeah, I'm just, for now, I'm just working on this one, and then hopefully we can do some bigger things next year.
Yeah. Well, very cool. Well, we're going to talk more about it. We're going to play all the artists that are going to be on tomorrow night. Let's start with the first one. And I think we didn't have to decide which one. We just got one track from Danny Pape. Do you want to introduce Danny Pape for us, or shall I?
You can.
Okay. Danny is is it just him? Is it acoustic?
Yeah, he does play with a band, but on this particular night, he's just going to be performing on his own.
Okay. Cool. And he's just released just recorded his debut release, Home, which is going to be an EP, and is obviously playing at lots of venues, including the AAA in Kensington. And you can find him at dannypape.co.uk. as well as you can find more about Discovery 2 at aaa.uk.net. And let's hear from Danny Pape right now. The song is called Lover's Lane, once again from Home on it's the Justin Wayne Show. It's Recharge Radio.
With Lover's Lane makes you feel insane than I do for you. The honest man will never win your heart, 'cause it lays beyond your gaze. Just simmer down, we will watch the stars surround and feel the breeze of what the other man can't see. Lover's Lane is the place to be. Why do I moan? Why do I groan? Well, happiness is the key to love. Is that the answer? Are you my cancer? Just simmer down, we will watch the stars surround and feel the breeze of what the other man can't see. Whoa, just simmer down, and we will watch the stars surround and feel the breeze of what the other man can't see.
Once again, Danny Pape, dannypape.co.uk is that. That was Lover's Lane. And we are still here with Alex. And we want to talk about some of the past people that have been on some of these Discovery Nights in the past. I said that already. but yeah, tell us, who have you had in the past on the Discovery Nights?
Well, it's been quite exciting because we have had a few that have gone on to do very well. Scouting for Girls, the Guillemots, and when the Guillemots played, there were so many record companies and publishing companies after them at that time. And Fife, the singer, performed an a cappella, and he walked into the audience, and you couldn't hear a penny drop. I mean, it was just amazing. And normally, industry are all at the back of the bar chatting away, and it was. And a few weeks later, they got signed.
Wow.
I mean, not just because they performed at Discovery, but obviously we got them there at the right time, I think. Get Cape, Wear Cape, Fly performed and got a deal quite quickly after. Sandy Tom did her first ever gig at our Discovery night. And Ed Sheeran, who's about to blow up, well, he's starting to blow up now, he performed at Discovery. And it was great because I put a reggae band called Laid Black, who are from Bristol, on at the same time. And Ed now performs one of Laid Black's songs wherever he goes. So that's a little Discovery moment. And yeah, there's a lot of others. There's a band called Billy Vincent that we put on this year, who I really like. They're sort of indie folk band who are starting to... They've got an independent label now, and they've got an agent, so things are starting to move a bit with them. But it's all changed, hasn't it? It's not really all necessarily about getting record deals now. if you get a some people are teaming up with brands.
It's true. I mean, it is sort of a make your own career that these days, and sort of whatever you want, if you just need to move that direction and see what happens. I think certainly getting the big record deal is not happening as much anymore. So
no.
It's much harder to do.
Are you seeing that
from your end as well?
Most definitely. I mean, we used to, when we first started Discovery Events, we called them unsigned nights. Well, now they're not unsigned nights. You know, it's emerging talent because, you know, a lot of these artists have their own labels. They've just got digital distribution deals. They're not pressing any hard product at all. Some of them have even procured sync licenses, which has given them a bit of income. So yeah, there's just attacking from all angles, I see it as, really.
As many as possible, all at the same time.
And thinking out of the box is very important.
Well, tell us a little bit about the next two bands. So they're managed by the same guy, aren't they?
Yeah, we've got Norquay, who's from Glasgow, and Olos, who's from London, who's a rapper. And there's a guy called Harry Lechstein, who is a friend of mine, and he runs something called the British Urban Collective. And it's brilliant what the British Urban Collective do, because they have an urban collective in Belfast, Cardiff, London, Glasgow and Hull. And basically, it's working with community centres and youth projects. And Harry set up a studio. So any of these kids who are into music can then develop their careers. And I think Norquay came out of the Glasgow Urban Collective, and it was a songwriting course. Or competition, I think, that he was involved with initially. And Harry's worked with him now for probably 4 or 5 years. And I've put him on in the past at some small gigs that I've done, Norquay, and he was playing guitar solo. But he stayed at my house once, and he just sang and played his guitar literally for 24 hours. So he just lives and breathes it. Anyway, now he's got a band together, and this is the first time I'm seeing his band, and to my knowledge, it's the first time the band have played in London.
All right.
When they play tomorrow. And Jim Galately, who is a very well-respected DJ on Radio Clyde, is championing him. So let's see. Hopefully big things for Norquay. And then Olos is out of the London Urban Collective, and he raps over grimy electro beats, but he's been in the London Urban Collective's Hip Opera, which is a hip hop opera, and that was performed in London, and it got really good reviews, and I think they're going to do it again later this year. So yeah, that's two very different artists, but Harry's been working with them, and they did another hip-hop film, and that won a competition in Chicago. So as a result, Harry's linked up with some Americans, and I think Norquay now has an American manager as well, so
okay.
That opens a few other doors for him.
Very cool.
Yeah.
Well, let's put on both of those tracks right now, although they may not go quite well together, but let's do it anyway, because that's what it's all about. We're going to first hear from Olos, and then we're going to hear from Norquay. We're here with Alex Kerr-Wilson of Discovery 2 on Recharge Radio. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Okay, party people in the house. take two sips on the liquor. Flow gets sicker, even with a hiccup. Some drink beer, not me, I drink the bitter. I'm on a MySpace, Facebook and a Twitter. Whether you blaze or sniff lines in the shitter, just do whatever, we'll get your charge quicker. Me, I like my drink black, just like the Ripper. Freestyle in a booth or something like Jigger. Getting charged is such a powerful notion. With a sour in my lungs, I'm moving slow motion. I don't wet my whistle, I dip it in the ocean. Find it hard to talk, so I mumble. I don't know if I can walk, so I stumble. Hard to grasp the concept, but ignorance is bliss, so I stay twist. Yes, run that, bun that, I already done that. So don't ask stupid questions like, oh, that's where your funds at? In the dealer's pocket or behind the bar, I'm charged. Behind the wheel of my car or in a black leather reclining chair. Breathing heavy, staring into thin air. Catching me sober is so rare. Yeah. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Liquor. Take two puffs on the zoo. Take two puffs on the zoo. Take two puffs on the zoo. Sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Liquor. Take two puffs on the zoom. Take two puffs on the zoom. Take two puffs on the zoom. Looking.
Okay, party people in the house.
Take two sips on the liquor. Already done that, you know I'm getting twitter. So I have to take two draws on the cigar. Rep, tech, like I got Tourette's. Rip up sets like bad text. Then I get a rewind, then you got bad decks. Charge, so I like when I like strobing. Every other move looks like a man's all frozen. Take pics when I'm lit, looks like I'm posing. Body's awake, but my eyes look dozing. Take two puffs on the zubbin, and then it should disappear. Like, yo, who took him? If I ain't charged, I ain't coming to the booking. Said he ain't got Guinness, so I have to write hooking. They say I'm too sick when I spit. Never flip when I trip, fuck the MySpace hits. Talk is cheap, but my drinks are cheap. Do the night blazing by the outside heater. Way past charge somewhere near either. My blood's blue like Peter. Come hither, that ain't my chick, I'm just with her. And I got something to give her. Annihilate my liver, drown it in a substance river. Snigger as my body just quivers. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two puffs on the zoogin. Take two puffs on the zoogin. Take two puffs on the zoogin. Zoogin. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Liquor. Take two puffs on the zookin. Take two puffs on the zookin. Take two puffs on the zookin. Zookin. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Take two sips on the liquor. Liquor. Take two puffs on the zookin. Take two puffs on the zookin.
Find us at rechargedradio.com.
Everybody, anybody, shouting out loud. Everybody and anybody calling out now. You're living it up, you're being no fool. So don't you look back, you see it through. We'll find desire, build an empire. We all want more, so let's climb higher. And come on, we're everybody. Everybody, anybody, shout.
anybody. And anybody.
Once again, that was Norquay, and they are obviously going to be there tomorrow night at Discovery 2. You can find them at myspace.com/NorquayMusic, NORQUAY. Also before that was Olos, hip hop, and he is at myspace.com/OLOSAA. I want to talk about, because, you know, obviously, I know bands, and, I'm sure that, you know, there are lots of bands listening to the show, Alex, so I'm sure that they're going to want to know how they can get on, come down and play with you down at Discovery 2, down under the Archangel. So what would they have to do? I mean, when's a good time for them to get in touch with you as far as playing down there?
They can either come down to the gig, or maybe they could email you and send you the links.
Yes, of course. Yeah, if the bands do want it, they're more than welcome to email me. It's justin@rechargeradio.com. Do send me send us a link to your whatever page with something we can play and possibly something we can watch, and I'll send it along to Alex.
And if there's any information, any biogs or information of what they've been doing in the past, I mean, all I would say is that with this showcase, it's a good platform, a really nice venue, and we always try and have good quality acts, so I think it's good to use the opportunity if the band is about to put an independent release out or there's something happening, just to make it a bit of a special event.
Yeah. Well, because you work so hard to make it a special event, don't you?
Yeah, so. I do, and the students that help me, we all work really hard, and you know, I think it'd be a shame if it was like you were doing the Dublin Castle one night, then then somewhere in Balham and then somewhere in Putney and then just slotting in Discovery the next night kind of thing. Yeah. I think it's, you know, I actually say to bands that I, if possible, not to have a gig either side at least a week.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I think it's all about timing, really.
And that's, I mean, a lot of promoters, you know, say that, and that's certainly not unrealistic, because I think it's easier to promote something that you haven't worn out your fans to come down and see, and especially when it's as good as a venue and as good as a gig as that will be.
And the thing is, if there's some industry at the gig, it's not going to look too impressive for them if the band hasn't got any fans at the gig.
Yeah, it's easy to see as well. I mean, when everyone gets up to go get a pint while you're playing, sort of like, maybe they must not be there to see them.
Yeah,
you don't. It doesn't seem to me that you put on bands that would warrant getting up and going to get a pint during them anyway. So,
well, I hope not. Yeah, and any genre, you know, we had a live dubstep band on recently, which was good fun.
Cool.
Yeah, a lot of computers on the stage and trumpet.
Oh yeah.
So yeah, it was good.
And we want to talk about, you've got a big a merch, or I should call it a merch, maybe not merch, but they're selling stuff. You've got some cool stuff going on.
We've got a product launch happening, Festival Spectacles. They're basically these vintage specs that they're promoting for people to wear at festivals, and you can change the lenses. I think there's blue, green, pink. They're quite good fun. So they're inspired by the I think the inspiration came from the Woodstock Festival in Isle of Wight.
Yeah, they sort of look like the sort of John Lennon sunglasses a bit. They have that round look to them. If you go to it's Festival Spectacles. I said it right, didn't I? Festivalspectacles.com. You can have a look.
Yeah. And what's really nice is they're like £25 for these glasses with the discs, with the lenses. But they've teamed up with Sight Savers charity, who help people who are visually impaired through education and training, and this is throughout the world. So every pair of specs that gets sold, a donation goes towards to Sight Savers. So that's all happening tomorrow, and I think they're going to photograph the bands wearing the spectacles and then do some publicity. They're saying they're going to bring some press down, so that would be good for the bands that I've got performing as well, and the artists to be seen by some press.
Yeah. And it's 7:30 tomorrow night, right?
8 o'clock.
8 o'clock. Sorry.
Yeah.
Must be doors at 7:30 then, is what I'm looking at, I suppose.
No, it's not actually. That's okay. Wrong.
All right. Fair enough. Well,
my publicity's not doing very well. No, the doors are 8 o'clock.
Okay.
And the first, Danny will be on at 8:15.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. And it is the AAA at Archangel. It's 11 through 13, Kensington High Street, London. The postcode is W85NP. I'll put it all on the website for you at thejustinwayneshow.com and rechargeradio.com, of course, just so that you know where to go. And you can buy tickets on the Archangel website, it's not the Archangel website, it's the AAA website, which is aaa.uk.net.
Yeah.
Also, if you want to get more about Discovery, you can tell us, Alex, you can tell us where to find Discovery around the web.
myspace.com/discoverytalent, or there's a Facebook page which is Discovery Talent Official.
Okay. All right.
So either of those.
Nice one.
And there's Twitter as well.
I think it's discovery_2 is the Twitter.
Yes, that's right.
Yeah. I think
you know it better than me, Justin.
Well, I think I've tweeted something or had meant to tweet something a few minutes ago.
Great.
I don't know. I like the Twitter and the Facebook sometimes. Sometimes I hate it. Not going to lie.
I like Twitter because it's speedy, isn't it?
Yeah, it's quick.
And it can get round quickly as well.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. But let's see. We want to talk about your... Is this the headline act then? Is this Luke the sort of last act on?
No, because actually, I don't really do headliners.
Okay, it's just
they're all. I think of them all kind of at the same sort of level. I mean, probably Luke's the third act on.
Okay.
Because what I find is some of the acts want to go on a bit earlier because of maybe industry people not wanting to hang out too late.
Sure.
So. And Olos is going on later because I think some of his mates can't get down there till later. So that's kind of how I program it.
That's nice.
I think that Luke will, because he's supported quite a few big acts already, Ellie Goulding and Feeder and Supergrass, and he's playing with a full band. So he's going to be the third act on.
Okay. Very cool.
And he's quite poppy, yeah. Luke, actually.
Yeah.
But he has a description, pop is not a dirty word.
Oh. Sometimes pop is.
Yeah, it is, isn't it?
I would definitely put his stuff in the pop. But he's got a great voice. I think that certainly deserves to be said.
I saw him down at the Bedford in Balham, and I was really impressed. And he had the audience rocking away. So,
all right.
Yeah,
very cool. What do they say? It's poppy, super catchy, and you can still tell he has talent. Well, if the aforementioned wasn't enough, he's British. I love the Brits. Must be an American. From the Jill board. But yeah, you can. He's on Facebook as well. Somewhere. I had his Facebook page up. It's actually... Oh yeah, sorry. Luke Armitage Official. And yeah. Thank you very much for being on, Alex. I think we're going to do this before every gig. It's every month, right?
Yes, I'm doing two a month because I had a surplus of acts this month. Oh, but wow. Normally cool. It's the last Thursday of the month.
Okay.
But maybe after you've had a few coming in from Recharge Radio, I'll have to do two more a month.
Yeah. That'll be very nice. I think that's what we're hoping for. So if you are an artist and listening and you want to get on one of these nights, do email me, justin@rechargeradio.com, and we'll maybe we can get two a month for Alex. That'd be really cool. Make her work a little harder. Because you're not working hard enough, right?
It's very hard work with this promotion, I tell you. Well, thank you, Justin. It's been a pleasure, and really appreciate the support.
Of course. Appreciate the support you've given us and given the bands. It's priceless.
Thanks.
Well, let's hear from Luke, and we will speak to Alex very soon. Once again, it's Luke Armitage, facebook.com/LukeArmitageOfficial. If you want to get tickets, you want to head down to the Discovery 2 night at the AAA, or the AAA in Archangel. I said I wasn't going to.
It's Kensington High Street is the nearest tube.
Okay, cool. That's easy. Go visit the Natural History Museum, and then come on down. it's aaa.uk.net. You can find it right there, and I will post the complete link on Recharge Radio and the JustinWayneShow.com. So head over there if you can't find it, we'll help you out, or JustinRechargeRadio.com, and I'll sort you out. I promise. Once again, thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
And it's Luke Armitage. We're gonna play a song called Never Be Good For You, and the EP's out very soon, and we'll have more about that on the show coming up. It's the Justin Wayne Show on Recharge Radio.
I close my eyes and see your face. In my life you were embraced, and I thought of it as one or two, but never mind, it was with you. I start to think of you and I, distracted by a butterfly. My concentration's not on fault. To make it work, he said, our times don't fit. I try to give you space, your life was torn in bits. The breakup of my loop was far too long ago, but now you turn the other way and I'm alone. My heart is crushed and still wants you. It still thinks you and I are through. No matter who you won't love you, no matter who you'll never be good for. I'll try accept and face the facts. I'm feeling that you want me back. No matter. Still call me an SMS, but why is that? I'm just a man. And now I write this song about you, cause this is what songwriters do. And I bet I guess you think it's tough, but guess what, girl, it's your big loss. I tried to make it work, he said our times don't fit. I tried to give you space, your life was on in bits. The breakup of my loop was far too long ago, but now you turned the other way and crushed and still wants you. It still thinks you and I are through. No matter who, you won't love you. No matter who, you'll never be good for you. Try accept and face the facts. I'm feeling that you want me back. No matter who, you won't love you. No matter who, you'll never be good for you. Oh, 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 oh. This part with you, do you know what to do? I'm crying tears for you. How this feels. I can't believe we're through. I'll disappear. Leave you to us, you. Leave you to us, you. My heart is crushed, it still wants you. It still thinks you and I are through. No matter who, you won't love you. No matter who, you'll never be good for you. Try accept and face the facts. You're feeling that you want me back. No matter who. Crushed and still wants you. It still thinks you and I.
effects. Feeling that you want me back. No matter who won't love you, no matter who, he'll never be good for you. No, 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 no. No, 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 no. Oh, no, we'll never be good for you. Oh, 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 oh.
You're listening to Recharged Radio.
From Chicago-based band The Locals, that was Sound It Out, and I am very lucky because they're actually going to be coming. It sounds like they're going to have dinner with me at my flat when they come to London for the Go-Go Festival, and I have them on the phone right now, so let's see if we can talk them into coming over for dinner. Hi, guys. How's it going?
Hey.
Hey.
We're always up for free food, so we're coming over.
Sweet.
Well, you have to bring, it is free, right?
Yeah, yeah. You have to bring a bottle of wine, though. That's custom in this country, apparently.
Yeah, it's a custom everywhere we go.
Okay, good.
Yeah.
The gym, just about anywhere.
Girl Scout cookies. Here, have a bottle of wine.
Exactly.
Well, go around the... there's three of you, so go around the circle there and introduce yourselves and let us know what you're playing, what you play in the band and stuff.
I'm Christy Nunes, and I'm the bass player.
I'm Yvonne Dahl, and I'm the singer and guitar player.
I'm Kirk Snedeker. I play drums.
So... Why? How did you guys get involved with the Go-Go Festival, and how did you sort of decide that you were going to come all the way over here to Kent to play a festival?
Well, we found it online, and it just looked like a really, really cool event that we wanted to be a part of. And we had tossed around the idea, the three of us, of going somewhere overseas and playing anyway. And we really wanted to do that. So I found the Go-Go Fest online and, you know, started talking with the organizers and stuff. And it just seems really cool. It looks like a really fun time. So we thought we would, you know, cruise over and play some shows. We've also had some really nice success with them. Whenever we've done international radio stuff, the UK stations have just been really good to us. So they, it sort of tends to really resonate on your side of the pond. So we hope that that will happen live too.
It's true. There is something to be said about the way that Midwestern rock and so that sort of pop rock thing that you guys do, how that sort of resonates over here. They really like it. It's a,
yeah.
I certainly agree with you there.
Yeah, we did a big campaign, and in a lot of the stations that picked it up were UK stations, and we thought that is cool.
Well, the album that's out now is Salt, and it's your fifth studio album. How long have you guys been together? I mean, that's quite a few records, especially for anybody. So obviously you've got something good going there. Explain how you guys got together, and you're a bunch of really good accomplished musicians as well. So. I don't even know. How long have you guys been together?
Well, Yvonne and I have been playing and kind of doing this, the locals, for 13, 14 years now.
Okay.
We've had a couple of different...
We were five when we started, though, so we're only 20.
Yes.
Carry the team.
We've had a couple of drummers, but we met Kirk maybe 3 or 4 years ago. Maybe it's been longer than that now. It seems like.
I know.
So we met Kirk through, it was funny because our old drummer was moving out of town. And so we put out this ad and Kirk was the first one to respond. And the only person we met with, we went out and had a beer with him and we laughed so hard. We were like, I don't even care if he plays drums. That guy's in.
It's funny because at the time I didn't.
That explains a lot now.
Yeah, so then we had a rehearsal with him, and it just went perfectly. And again, there was a lot of laughing and stuff. So it just worked out really great. And he lives like 3 blocks away from us. It's actually kind of funny.
It's really strange how it all worked out. Hmm. It was just nice. Meant to be.
Very cool. Well, the sound sounds a lot more than just three of you. And is there how does all the instrumental work go, and how it? I mean.
Our producer, Steve Gillis, is amazing, and we've had just an amazing partnership with him. And in the past, really, you know, we've always overdubbed extra guitar parts, and, you know, I'll go in and do some lead things, and Christy also is a pretty great guitar player, so you'll get some melody there. Mm. But working with Steve, we've actually been working with his partner, who is an amazing, I just said amazing like 15 times.
That is really amazing.
I only know one word.
I wasn't keeping track.
But anyway, Vijay is very talented, and he did a lot of the sampling and the keys that are happening. So when we play live, we actually bring the tracks with us, and we play to some of those keyboard tracks. So you'll hear that when we play live.
Okay. It's in my little phone, which is what my wife just dropped off.
Oh, just in case you need to do something on air, she's got the...
Well, we're going to rehearse right after this, but so yeah, there's three of us live, and then we have been running the tracks from Salt, just those keyboards that you hear, which is so much fun. We have a great time with
yeah
that.
We had a horn section on the last one too, on Sound It Out, which you yeah. probably just played.
Yeah, yep, exactly. Yeah, very cool. So what's the journey been like? I mean, so you said you've gone through a few drummers. Has that been in the process of going through all these records, or has it just been, or how long has Kirk been in the band then?
Kirk has been with us like going on 4 years.
Oh, okay.
4 years.
Yeah, so it's been a while. Yeah. Our last drummer left like right in the middle of recording Big Picture, which was awesome timing. I kind of wanted to kick his ass, but. But it worked out really good, and so Kirk came in and picked up the rest of that album, and So we were really happy to have him all the way through on Salt, and we're going to start recording again in July, so we'll be putting out the next one hopefully by the end of this year.
To be in a band for this long, you know, we've been doing this for about 13, 14 years, and we've had maybe 3 or 4 turnovers is really not that bad for that.
Yeah, Christy and I are just really motivated to keep things going, and despite the changes and stuff, it's always been a positive change. It's always been, oh, we really love this drummer, but oh, the next one is actually brings us to the next place. So that's been really fortunate. We've not had any, knock on wood, major troubles. I mean, there were a couple the time before last where some of the auditions were kind of comical, but mostly it's been pretty smooth sailing on the personnel front.
Well, and so explain to us the way that you guys write the music. Does one of you just come in and say, here's a song, and then you just sort of play along, or is there a big is the process all work between the three of you, or how does it work?
Well, first we get together and we slaughter a live chicken.
Sort of like an Apocalypse Now, and they take down the...
Maybe two.
But no, it's all eaten afterwards. So, no, I'm just kidding.
By Kirk.
Because Christy and I are vegetarian, so we don't eat chicken. No, I'm just kidding. And all the people who love chickens, I would never do that, ever. I'm scared of chickens anyway. Anyway, but this is Yvonne. I write the tunes, and I bring in a framework of the songs, and then we all kind of work on arranging them together, and you know, these guys write the parts and for their parts and stuff, and that's kind of how it starts. So I've been bringing them in less and less finished over the last couple of months, which is kind of fun to get them in a little earlier on that stuff.
All right, very cool. And what does the next album hold for you guys? Is it going to be another EP, or is it going to do a full length, or...
You know, I really want to do a full length, but it might end up being an EP. I kind of like that short, kind of quick, you know, because then it, thematically you can sort of, I don't know, sometimes on a big album they tend to be written so far apart that they don't make sense together.
It's true.
So I don't know. I think we're thinking EP.
Okay, cool. Well, Salt's really done well, and we've really enjoyed playing it on our show. It's been quite a while now, haven't?
Yeah, it has, and thank you for that.
Of course.
We really like Salt. We're really happy with it.
Yeah. And it's you can find these guys at localsrock.com. That's a link to all the videos and stuff. And we want to talk about a video that you guys have just done for one of the tracks on there called Everything Must Go. Tell us a little bit about this video.
Well, it was done with a bunch of local independent artists here in Chicago, a group of filmmakers. And it was all stop motion animation illustrated on a giant old school chalkboard. We were walking down the street, and literally this is like freaky, but Chris and I were talking about how cool it would be to have a big giant old chalkboard, and there was a sidewalk sale that had a big giant old chalkboard. It was really weird. So then we walked up, and it was this, you know, kind of boutique-y store, and the guy wanted like $300 for this chalkboard, and we're like, no way. So we went and we had some dinner and some drinks and came back at the end of the sidewalk sale, and the guy, you know, the vendor was like, I know you really want this chalkboard. I gotta close up. You should take this chalkboard. And I'm like, well, I have $18. So he sold it to us for $18. So that was really great, except for we were on our bicycles and we had this giant chalkboard. So we had to literally haul ass about 4 miles and then come back and get the van and get the chalkboard. So, you know, I love the chalkboard. It's in our garage, and we write notes to each other on the chalkboard.
It's the original social networking.
It is, yeah.
I write statuses.
So the production company that we worked with, you know, the director was Samantha Westerling, and the woman that wrote the story was Jen Larson, and they just did an amazing job, and it was illustrated by a local illustrator named Jack Haynes, and they dragged that chalkboard all over Chicago. It's like in the middle of the street at one point, with a really busy neighborhood, and then they went back to a studio and superimposed like all of the drawings onto it and animated it. It's really cool. I think it's really fun to watch.
Yeah, they did a great job. The most fun we had, I think, for us shooting the video was the giant chalk fight that we had in the middle, which wasn't really chalk, it was flour. And the three of us had, it was fairly hot in the room we shot that scene in. And so we were told to grab handfuls of flour and throw it at each other. And
actually, we were told to throw it up in the air gracefully. We started cupping it at each other. And the director was like, well, wow, you guys really turned on each other really fast there.
Any projectile, anything. It's all.
There's one point where she's really hucking flour at him. So it was, and we were sweaty. So it was disgusting. Oh, yeah.
By the end, we were all just covered in flour. And because we were sweating, it just formed into this kind of paste. Mm. By the time we were able to get home and shower, it was like chiseling a cake.
It was like the locals' paper mache.
I wouldn't have been the one to want to clean out the cars afterwards as well.
Yeah.
Pretty. Unless you rode your bikes, which would have been even more funny. You should have thrown some feathers on there or something as well. Tarred and
stuff. Yeah, exactly.
Actually, we're going to do that before we come to dinner at your house.
Okay, yeah. Sure. No problem. Well, I'll get some cinnamon and we can make some some rolls afterwards.
It's locals shake and bake.
Well, thanks very much for coming on the show. I'm very excited. What we'll have to do is we'll have a quick chat with you guys when you're here and we're eating some food and at the festival and just keep up with you and see how things are going while you're enjoying England.
Yes, we are really looking forward to it
very much.
Awesome. Well, safe travels. And once again, it's localsrock.com. If you haven't been there yet, you guys are playing on Saturday.
We don't have our set somewhere. Time yet. No. But as soon as we have it, we will post it. You can also look us up on Facebook. That'll be a good place to see it. Facebook.com, The Locals.
Cool. Awesome. Well, once again, thanks very much. We'll see you soon when you're in London. And this is the song to the video, which you can see. Once again, it's called Everything Must Go, and it's The Locals on The Justin Wayne Show.
Sit here on fire on the shelf. Never look back, never tell anybody else. That house in
independent radio for independent music. It's the Justin Wayne Show.
Get in touch. studio@rechargedradio.com. The best new independent music.